When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 341 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by someone with a very cool last name. Chrissy Fantasia.
Thank you, Chrissy.
You're fantastic. Today, we will be discussing part one of chapter 14 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Thief. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to camp your way through the details.
Oh, boy.
I know.
This is about to get intense.
That was good. Thanks.
Oh my gosh. I tried to think of something cool enough, quickly enough, but I couldn't think of anything camping related to come back with. That was very good.
Okay. You'll think of some more.
You're on fire.
Stop roasting me. It's time.
Oh my god, how many camping puns can we?
I don't know. Let's try.
Chaos. Revelry. Not really, that's just a Taylor Swift line.
Oh my god.
Chaos. Harry and Hermione's patronesses lead the way for them and the Muggleborns after Hermione grabs the Horcrux from a stupefied Umbridge. It's obviously a little sus when they get back to the atrium, but Harry does some quick thinking that would have worked if he actually didn't show up, and they do manage to escape, but they can't return to Grimmauld Place.
No.
Nope. They sure camp.
Oh my.
I can't believe you.
I can't bear it.
Well, don't sleep on this chapter, my friends. The thief. So Harry opens his eyes and he's like, oh, I'm in a forest and not at Grimmauld Place. It's gold and green.
I moved it on myself.
No, I looked at that confused. And I was like, don't want me to hit the bell, I guess. Move to the other side. Took him a moment to figure out where he was. Because obviously they were supposed to go to Grimmauld Place and this was not it. So they're laying on a forest floor and for a brief moment, he thinks that maybe this is the Forbidden Forest. However, like stupid that would be of them to return there. So he says, quote, and for a moment, even though he knew how foolish and dangerous it would be for them to appear in the grounds of Hogwarts, his heart leapt at the thought of sneaking through the trees to Hagrid's hut.
Oh,
I know. And it's just like a cute little like throwback moment for us to like think of all those sweet, happier times in the earlier books. And just for the author to be like, just kidding. Ron's missing a big, huge hunk of flesh and he's bleeding everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not the Forbidden Forest, though. He notices how the trees seem to be much younger and more spaced out. It's not like super dark. Like I feel like the Forbidden Forest is always very dark because of the tree coverage. So he and Hermione are on their hands and knees, and they are like crawl basically to get to Ron's head.
So you mean to tell me that there's a lot more personal spruce around the trees?
Yes. Yes, there is. What? Each tree has its own personal spruce.
Now we're doing trees. I'm here for it.
It's camping.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't camp around.
We know.
I love you so much.
I love you too. Oh my God. Personal space, Katie.
Okay. I love you both for evergreen.
Oh.
Okay. Our friendship has deep roots, guys.
It does.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so they're on their hands and knees and they're checking on Ron because the whole left side of Ron is covered in blood.
And nice.
I know. He's turning a sort of like grayish white in color. And I'm like, how long does it take somebody to bleed out?
Tiffany. Yeah.
Tiffany. But honestly, so according to Mass General
Brigham.
It obviously depends on how like deep and where you are bleeding from. But it says knowing how to control and stop bleeding can be life-saving in cases of large, deep cuts, wounds caused by like large puncture wounds. I don't want to say what they said. It takes an average of 7 to 10 minutes to arrive like for help, but a person can bleed to death in less than 5 minutes. So,
dang.
Yeah. Less than five. Yep. Okay. That's so crazy. What is this? Ron was splinched, right? Mm-hmm. And here he thinks back to, you know, apparition practice. And he's like, they all thought it was really comical. But they were surrounded by teachers. They were in the safety of their school. They were right. Their wrongs were like righted very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's absolutely not funny at all. So splinching is what occurs when a witch or wizard apparates or disapparates. Sorry, I had an ad go over my stuff. Leaving part of his or her clothing or body behind in their former location. So like, this is gross.
I thought of this.
Who got hit with Ron's arm flesh?
I hope it was Yaxley.
I hope it was Yaxley. That's terrible. Oh, the degree of splinching could range from very minimal, such as loss of hair, to life-threatening, such as loss of flesh, muscle, or bone, though the damage is usually repairable. Wait, what's this from? Dang it, my stinking internet. Okay, so during a lesson, Barnaby Lee splinched an eyebrow.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the eyebrow, but I thought it was Ron for some reason.
I thought it was Ron, too. Maybe. Oh, he turned his eyebrows different colors, maybe. Yeah. So that, like, oh, haha, very funny. In 1994, Arthur Weasley tells Harry, Ron, and Hermione about two wizards who tried apparition without a license and splinched themselves, leaving part of themselves behind. It's terrible. Susan Bones lost a leg. There was a great bang and a puff of purple smoke when it was corrected. So, like, did they work so fast to be like, nobody sees blood?
Probably.
And the smoke, like,
yeah, I covers guess. It up
for the kids so they don't see that.
But also, maybe they should so they would take it seriously.
Ron failed because he left half of an eyebrow.
Yeah.
That was before he passed. So yeah, he loses part of his upper arm in this case right now. And It's just not good. And something that I really enjoyed about, I guess, the movies with this is they didn't like shy away from showing blood. Mm-hmm. There were previews where there's no blood on Hermione's hands.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because I feel like it was deemed to be like too gruesome and inappropriate for like trailers.
I heard that they spent a lot of money to
edit that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so in the movie, her hands are covered in blood as she is casting the protective charms around the tent. Fun times, Splinchin. And all of this makes me think about how brilliant Hermione really is, and the fact that she's, does she think of everything? No. Does she think of most things? Yes. Mm-hmm. So Hermione,
she is an orange.
Hermione must have done some reading about wizarding first aid or something along those lines, because she sets to work right away. She went right to his arm, right where the wound was. She starts tearing open his shirt to get to the wound. Quote, his insides crawled unpleasantly as Hermione laid bare Ron's upper arm, where a great chunk of flesh was missing, scooped cleanly as though by a knife. In her beaded bag, she has essence of dittany, which helps to heal the wound. She's done some study about spell work that could put him completely correct. But she, in this kind of situation where they're out in a forest, so no one they know around them, no one to right her wrongs, very little medicines and potions and whatnot. She doesn't want to do that just in case she messes up, which in my heart of hearts, I don't think she would have messed up. But
right.
So essence of dittany is a magical solution made from dried and crushed dittany leaves. And it says salt water, 15 drops. I wonder where that's from. Is that from Hogwarts Legacy? None of these links work. Oh, it's from Deathly Hallow. Oh, no, that says first appearance. I don't know about this wiki anymore, you guys.
It could be the...
It doesn't say salt water in the book. There's no way.
Yeah. It could be the one of those games where you have to like make potions.
Maybe. So yeah, it basically is like regrowing the skin. So that's pretty cool. So she has that on hand. So she's a thinker, not a stinker.
Nice.
Thank you. He's fainted, said Hermione, who was also rather pale. She no longer looked like Mafalda, although her hair was still gray in places. Unstopper it for me, Harry. My hands are shaking. Harry wrenched the stopper off the bottle. Hermione took it and poured 3 drops of the potion onto the bleeding wound. Greenish smoke billowed upward, and when it had cleared, Harry saw that the bleeding had stopped. The wound now looked several days old, new skin stretched over what had been open flesh. I'm super proud of my girl here. That is for her to calmly state to do this mm-hmm. for Harry to help. Like,
yeah.
That's awesome. Cause some people go full on panic mode and cannot think clearly.
Or just freeze.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Fight, flight, freeze. Right. And she's fighting in the way that like can help her get him healed up. And like I said earlier, that's all she feels safe doing at the time because she doesn't want to cause any more damage. And so Harry's trying to make sense of what the heck happened, because last he checked, they were supposed to be going back to Grimmauld Place. And we have this quote. As we disapparated, Yaxley caught hold of me and I couldn't get rid of him. He was too strong. And he was still holding on when we arrived at Grimmauld Place. And then, well, I think he must have seen the door and thought we were stopping there. So he slackened his grip and I managed to shake him off and brought us here instead. But then where's he? Hang on. You don't mean he's at Grimmauld Place? He can't get in there. Oh, but he can.
So she has tears in her eyes. And she explains that she had forced him to let go with a revulsion jinx, which is Relatio. But she'd already taken him inside the Fidelius Charms protection. And since Dumbledore died, they were all secret keepers, which means he now has access to it because she showed him where it is.
Gross. I hate that.
So they officially lose Grimald Place here, which is obviously really disappointing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Yaxley would be able to bring other Death Eaters in by apparition. And Harry thought about the steak and kidney pie that Creature had promised them. It just makes me sad.
It's like described as like he feels like this twinge that like he is sad to leave Creature.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
So Hermione is apologizing and Harry's like, it is not your fault. If it's anyone's fault, it's my fault because I took Mad-Eye's eye.
Yep.
And he says Umbridge had stuck it on her office door to spy on people. I couldn't leave it there, but that's how they knew there were intruders. And before Hermione could answer, Ron groans. So she immediately runs over to him and whispers and asks him how he is. And he says that he's lousy and then asks where they are. And they are in the woods where they held the Quidditch World Cup.
Yeah.
Good times there.
Happy memory.
Right. Harry immediately thinks about how the last time they were here. Oh, no, he didn't. I'm sorry. He thinks about how the last time they did this, how they just showed up someplace where Hermione thought of immediately. Because Hermione's like, yeah, it was just the first place I thought of. And he immediately just like thinks back to the Death Eaters showing up at the cafe.
He's tainted.
Yeah. So he's like worried that that's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
But they decide to stay. And Hermione immediately pops up to put some protective enchantments around them. And she puts Salvio Hexia, Protego Totalum. You guys both said it differently.
I think McGonagall says Totalum.
Totalum. Repello Muggletum and Muffliato. So.
What's that mean?
Salvio Hexia is a protective enchantment which deflects hexes from the area.
It sounds like a salve that, you know, for hexes.
Yeah.
Radio hex, yeah.
So on the wiki, it says
Jacob Sibling used it in 2003.
There is a weird one. I want to see where, yeah, this is Hogwarts Mystery.
Yeah.
I was reading the beginning of it and I was like, what is this?
Tell me.
It says, during the 1988-1989 school year, Patricia Rakepick.
Patricia!
The Defense Against the Dark Arts professor for that academic year taught this charm to her fifth year DADA students as something useful and practical to learn, considering the poor teachers they had received from previous professors.
Rakepick. Let's see all what she's about. What do you look like?
Patricia.
So.
Ooh, she looks like a Weasley.
A Weasley.
Oh, I know just what to do with you. A dark witch and a world famous curse breaker for Gringotts.
That's cool.
Curse breaker.
In the 1950s.
So in 97, Hermione uses this to protect them in the Forest of Dean.
She's a lion Patronus.
And Ooh. Harry casts this spell before he and Hermione visit Bathilda. In 1990.
Fake Bathilda.
Yeah. In 98, Hermione performs this spell again to protect her, Ron, and Harry in a field somewhere in Devon.
Hold on. We have to combine Bathilda and Nagini as a name.
Bagini.
Oh. Bagini.
Sounds like Bagheera.
I kind of like it.
Bagini. Or Bathini.
I kind of like Bathini.
Nagilda.
No, I like Bathini.
I was trying to think of something to do with Bagshot.
Oh.
Nagshot was all I came up with.
Naginiot. Nope.
Nagshot. Bathini.
I like Bathini. Flows off the tongue.
Bathini, the meat bag. sack of meat for Nagini to hide in.
No. Oh my god.
So bad, Katie.
I wonder if they're happy about it.
Oh my god.
Megan's over here trying to look up spell.
Trying to keep the pod going.
Protego. Like, so on the wiki, the phonetic spelling says protego totalum.
Thank you.
Not totalum?
No.
So totalum.
Protego totalum was the incantation of a protective enchantment used to shield a certain area or dwelling for an extended period of time.
Oh, look, they edited it off of Rihanna.
Yeah.
Bull.
It's a variation of the shield charm.
Protecto in totality.
The incantation is derived from protego, meaning I protect, and the Latin totus, meaning as a whole, thereby making the whole incantation I protect as a whole.
It was used by Jacob's sibling in...
Tiffany! It was!
It says Hogwarts Mystery.
Yeah, it was.
Is this your Twilight?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Jacob's sibling is my Twilight.
Repello Muggletum is a charm that prevents muggles from seeing or entering an area. This is like a type of protection that Hogwarts has.
Mm-hmm.
And Durmstrang. Every inch of the Quidditch Trilenium Stadium was covered in muggle repelling charms for the 1994 Quidditch World Cup in Dartmoor.
The what stadium?
I don't know. It's the Quidditch Trilenium Stadium.
Trilenium.
Trilenium.
But like, how old is that?
A trilenium.
A trilenium. Three
millennia?
I guess.
Quidditch is old.
You know?
They used to play it with a live
According
animal.
To Newt Scamander in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, muggle repelling charms were used on the habitats of some magical creatures. Also, according to him, the powers of certain magical creatures, such as the Kelpie or the Pulgrabin, could negate the effects of Repello Muggletum due to their own innate powers existing to attract humans.
Whoa.
That's a lot of woods.
Do you think every time I walk in a room and forget...
Yeah.
What I'm supposed to be doing is actually like some sort of charm.
Yeah.
Probs.
I don't want to be a muggle.
Muffaliato.
I enjoy this one.
That's the spell that makes you bake a lot of muffins.
Yeesh.
It's used to fill the ears of any person in the vicinity of the caster with an undefinable buzzing sound. So as to allow for conversation without being overheard. Similar to the imperturbable charm.
Won't someone know that that's being used on them, though?
The charm was invented by Snape. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's from Half-Blood Prince, huh? It was invented by Severus Snape and recorded during his time as a student at Hogwarts, meaning it would have been created sometime between 1971 and 78.
Jacob Sibling used it in year 5, chapter 25.
Tiffany!
Creature of Chaos, Charms, Lefts, and Muffliato.
I will die on this hill.
But I will never play this game.
Is it still going?
I don't know.
Shut up. So then Hermione tells Harry to get out the tent. Where, of course? In her handbag. She has everything.
Little beaded bag.
And I thought that this was cool. So it's the same tent that they use in Goblet of Fire. And I find it kind of poetic that this is where their camping journey begins.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it's like a nice little, I mean, it's not really nice, but it's like a full circle moment, you know? Yeah. So it's like, not only are they using the tent that they used to camp in this forest with, but they are actually literally camping in that forest, literally. Look, with that tent.
Again. Death Eaters were out in the open then, and they're out in the open now.
Right? Happy little full circle moment.
Circle of life.
Up for circle moment.
Yeah. I cannot.
Trees, guys.
Trees.
She casts Erecto to put the tent together, which just erects the tent. And then...
Let's see if Jacob's sibling used this one.
Oh, man.
Cave.
Inimicum.
Unimicum. Cave Inimicum was an incantation of a protective charm that produced a boundary that kept the caster hidden from view. Those who were on the other side of the shield were not able to see, hear, or smell them.
What are you reading?
I don't know. What does that say? Those who were on the other side of the shield were not to be able to see, hear, or smell them. And a good example of that is from the movie whenever that one snatcher is like...
What's that? Smell.
Yeah, right up next to Hermione, but he can't see her. But he's not supposed to be able to smell her either.
Beware of the enemy. Ooh, it's in Hogwarts Mystery.
Movie-ism. Jacob's sibling used it in year 6, chapter 21, moving forward, defense against the dark arts lesson.
Cave Aminicum!
I'm gonna slap you.
Well, okay.
So Hermione almost says Voldemort here.
But would have ruined everything.
Becomes Ron's.
See your moment. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like a little bit of his like hill to die on moment.
Pop off, girl.
Slash, yeah, seer moment. So he's like,
it feels like
a jinx
or something,
which is kind of funny because it literally is. So Harry tries to clap back with a Dumbledore quote, fear of a name. And Ron,
he has never said that.
Hey, this is Katie from Swish and Flick. My wife is a casual couponer, so you know we love getting a great deal. That's why I want to tell you about Mint Mobile. They make it easy to get a wireless phone plan for $15 a month with the purchase of a 3-month plan. Everything about Mint Mobile is easy. Switching to them, their website, and activation. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text. All on the nation's largest 5G network. The longest part is waiting on hold to break up with your old provider. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, Swishers. I started taking Hormone Harmony because I was feeling a little bit down and off and experiencing some bad sleep quality. Also having cravings and bloating. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Hormone Harmony. It helps to support hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and it also improves sleep quality and occasional bloating and gas. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Ever in his life until this moment.
I know.
I hated it.
That might be the only thing I don't like about this book. Harry would never.
But I loved Ron was so quick, which is kind of funny that he's this snappy when he like literally almost just died.
Well, it's all downhill from here.
Well,
thanks and for Ron, saving my life. I am going to be the worst.
But Ron says, in case you hadn't noticed, calling you know who by his name didn't do Dumbledore much good in the end. Dumble took a tumble. So Ron says you to show you know who some respect. LOL.
Ron, you lost too much blood.
And Harry got a bit mad, but Hermione gives him a look to just say, stop talking.
Yeah.
We're not arguing about this right now. It's not worth it. She's not wrong.
Show him some respect. Not even wearing the Horcrux yet.
He's like, is that just his way of being like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that like,
please stop talking about him. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yes. My fear is increased.
Because he lost the comfort of Grimald Place, especially, I think.
He was the one. He was always going to be the weakest link in this camping adventure.
You're the weakest link.
Goodbye. Bye. Jinx, hear me, Coke. It's a quote.
Oops. Belle says no. Jacob's sibling.
Yes.
Anyway.
What?
Nothing. You just are funny.
So Harry and Hermione half carry, half drag poor Ron into the tent.
Harry probably didn't mind dragging
at that point. Let's go, Weasley. It's the same inside as Harry remembered the last time. So it's like a small flat, complete with bathroom and tiny kitchen. That's pretty awesome. They're not camping, they're glamping.
That is glamping. You're right.
They helped Ron into the bottom of one of the bunk beds. And even that small journey made him go even whiter. And he didn't speak for a while. Dude's hurting. And Hermione says, like, I'm going to make some tea, which is actually really sweet. I just thought of this because didn't Ron a couple times, like, he kept saying, like, should I make some tea? And then he's like, I don't know. That's my mom does it. Everybody's upset. And now Hermione's making him tea.
Yeah.
That's cute. It's too bad he's a butt.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And Harry finds it as welcoming as a fire whiskey that same night that Mad-Eye had died.
Yeah.
A good cup of tea really can, like, heal the soul.
I feel that.
Tea is so comforting.
I think I'm going to have some when I go home.
I love tea. I made iced green tea upstairs with lemon.
Ooh.
I haven't drank it yet, though.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I need to try it out.
I like me some milky tea.
Me too. I like almost all kinds of tea, but
milky
tea is my favorite.
Yeah.
So Ron finally breaks the silence, and he's like, what do you think happened to the Cattermoles? And Hermione's like, well, hopefully they got away. As long as Mr. Cattermole had any wits about him, he would have side-along apparitioned with his wife, gotten the kids, left the country. And Ron's like, well, when I was Reginald, I don't really get the feeling that he's quick-witted based on how everyone was treating me. I thought that was really sad. And then he's like, God, I hope they made it. If they both end up in Azkaban because of us.
It's kind of interesting that like he felt that way about Reg when I think he feels that way in real-time life as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sad.
Sorry. That is a W. I think
you're right, though.
Yeah, I apologize for that sad tweet. Aww.
So Harry looked over at Hermione, and the question he had been about to ask about whether Mrs. Cattermole's lack of wand would prevent her apparating alongside her husband died in his throat. Hermione was watching Ron fret over the fate of the Cattermoles, and there was such tenderness in her expression that Harry felt almost as if he had surprised her in the act of kissing him. Isn't that cute?
Yeah,
they're having their moments. So I tried to look up, like, do we know what happened to them? And unfortunately, we do not. There's an article on Wizarding World called Questions We Still Have About Harry Potter Characters' Ambiguous Fates. And on there with them is also Lavender Brown, Marietta, Winky, and some others.
Winky?
Mm-hmm. Like, what happened to her? So I'll put the link in the Discord if you guys want to check it out.
Oh, look at Marge. I don't know
why they had to pull up. Yeah, Marge is on there.
Marietta Edgecombe.
Mm-hmm.
We will scroll past you. I don't have time for that today.
She deserved it.
Harry's like, so
what is this Lavender BS? With so many tragedies at the Battle of Hogwarts, we hope this wasn't one of them. Thanks for literally nothing. Scroll on.
Thanks for literally nothing.
You know who wrote that article? Jacob's sibling.
Welcome to the dark side.
The mysterious side.
So Harry asks Hermione, so do you got it? And she's like, got what? And he's like, what did we just go through all of that for? Do you have the locket? Where is it? And then Hermione's like, Ron's like, you got it? No one tells me anything. You could have mentioned something about it. And Hermione's like, we're running for our lives from Death Eaters. Excuse us. So then we get a description of the locket. It's as large as a chicken egg. It's very specific. You know, but chicken eggs are different sizes. Is it like the large? Is it the extra large? Is it a small?
I'm sorry. We're talking about digestives in the chat.
Those are so good.
I love digestives.
Me too.
With the chocolate on them.
White chocolate digestives.
Oh, I've not had those.
Had them in Ireland. Changed my tea life.
Ooh. Okay, we're going to have to look for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, McVitie's is where it's at.
Okay, so it's as large as a chicken egg. There's an ornate letter S with many small green.
Is it a good egg or a bad egg?
That's a bad egg. That's a bad egg.
It is a bad egg.
Small green stones all over it. And Ron, ever hopeful to not do extra work, is like, you think there's any chance someone destroyed it since Creature tried? Nope. Harry's like, nah, I think Creature's right. We're going to have to figure out how to open it before we can destroy it. Because he thinks about the other Horcruxes, like the diary was all spluttered with ink. The ring was totally cracked in half.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's me, like, reading these books so many times or watching the movies so many times or just being outside of the situation. But I feel like Harry, you've encountered things that are shaped like snakes, look like snakes. You just speak parcel tongue to them and they react. Like, you should have just tried some parcel tongue here. But, you know.
Yeah, that is surprising that he didn't think to try that earlier.
I think.
Or like one of the others?
Yeah.
Well, he only like really thinks about it when he like really looks at it.
I know. But like, don't you think that he should look at it?
Why don't you just like, you know, shimmy it around till the light catches. It looks like a snake and you can be like. They were not Ron. Well, Ron's supposed to destroy this one, right? And he was not there yet.
Yeah. No.
All in due time. Speaking of Ron, he goes, can you feel it, though? Can you feel it, Mr. Krabs? And Harry's like, but what do you mean? But then he's holding the Horcrux and he's thinking, is that my blood that I feel? Or is there something beating like a heart inside of
it? That's freaking terrifying.
Oh, I hate it.
Mm-hmm. But I like how, so in the movies, they do a good job of like kind of connecting to you that Harry's a Horcrux, right? Like he feels these things while no one else does. But other people in this can feel it, you know, in the book, like an actual canon.
Wait, can you say that again?
In the movies, like Harry's like doing this and like you can feel it. And you hear that like sound that, you know, like Harry's feeling the connection of the Horcrux connection.
Yep.
Right. But in the book, anybody can feel that. It's not just Harry. So it's not like, I feel like if it was like that in the book, you'd be like, oh, what's with Harry? You know, right. Like we're not supposed to know that till way later. So Harry says, we'll keep it safe until we figure out how to destroy it. And he doesn't want to because this thing makes him want to throw it across the room. But he puts it around his neck and hides it under his robes. End of part one.
I feel bad because he's like constantly wearing it right now instead of switching it around. You know what I mean?
Harry.
Yeah.
Pull Harry. Okay, Katie K asks, quick answers. Okay. S'mores with Hershey's or s'mores with Reese cups?
None.
What?
I only like marshmallows roasted. I don't like s'mores.
Tiffany, me and you have drastically different palates.
I don't want to waste my time with Hershey's chocolate.
That's the only way it's good on a s'mores. Put a freaking Mally's bar on there. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will.
You don't deserve it.
I like it with Reese's too.
I've never had one with Reese's.
Yeah, I've never had one either.
That would be.
I don't know if I've ever had one,
but it would definitely be delicious.
I want to try one with Reese's. I want to try one with white chocolate, like a cookies and cream bar.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you want some Cadbury fingers?
No.
What?
I hate that.
They have faces.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I'll eat them.
Ew. Ooh, Mia says, what would it be like with Biscoff cookies instead of graham crackers?
Pretty good.
Have I had that before?
The problem with Biscoff cookies is that they're a little harder to bite than graham crackers, so it would be a little frustrating. But the taste would be delicious.
You could do like crumble up some because they're smaller and sprinkle on top of the roasted marshmallow and then just shit.
Yeah, that could be good.
I can't find white chocolate digest.
I Googled it and found them, but I don't know if you can buy them anywhere here.
S'mores with a brownie.
Maybe if you're nice to me, I'll bring you a box home.
That's so far away.
Sorry. Okay, Katie K also asks, how would their Horcrux hunting journey have been different if they were able to stay at Grimald Place for the duration? Do you think it would have gone faster or slower? Tensions as high? Eventually had to leave anyways? Anything else you can think of that it would have changed? I think it would have changed a lot. I mean, like, the frustrations still would have been there because they would have had the Horcrux, but they also would have had Creature's help. They could have sent Creature to go and do things for them.
Why can't he call Creature to them?
I think that they're worried because Yaxley...
Take somebody with them.
Yeah, they're worried that, like, now Yaxley knows that he's there, that they would, like, use him in some way.
Well, obviously he hid or left or something, right?
Something.
Didn't he go to Hogwarts?
I think so. I mean, it definitely would have been different. I do think that it could have gone a little bit faster, but I don't know how much faster. There still was a lot of things that that Harry just didn't know and had to figure out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would have been more comfortable.
Yeah. They would have had a lot more food.
Yeah. I mean,
Ron would have come back faster because he would have known where they were.
They would have just been like way more prepared.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Marguerite, what if Molly knows healing magic and taught Hermione? She probably taught some.
I don't think she has time.
But, like, not even just over the years. Like, I think that maybe Hermione could have seen Molly doing some and caught on to it. Not that it was like, here, Hermione, come here, let me show you this. But, like, oh, this happened and Molly fixed it. And Hermione, like, watched and was like, oh, that's how you do that.
I think it's all self-taught, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the possibility that maybe she saw something.
There's a possibility.
Jacob sibling. I really just went white on the digestive. Okay. No, honestly, maybe there was an instance like when Hermione was staying with the Weasleys like before Harry arrived and there's stuff like off page that we didn't see, but I feel like it must have been self-taught. She does that with everything else anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you well?
No, just a little uncomfy.
I'm about to sleep.
Marguerite, what camping foods are essential for you?
I don't like camping.
Yeah, me either.
But it would be s'mores.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
When Marty and I used to camp, which is crazy to me to think about it. But he had like this huge skillet and he would make like this egg, potato, onion, like hashy kind of thing in it every time we were camping.
That's awesome.
And it was delightful. I also don't enjoy camping.
Shut the dog up.
I think s'mores and hot dogs is all I can think of, but I really just don't enjoy camping.
I love a good roasted wiener over a fire, you know?
Sure. Marguerite again. Do you have snacks with your tea?
Yes. Digestives.
I do enjoy a
white chocolate
cookie with tea.
What about a Stroop waffle?
Yeah, sure.
I don't even know what that means.
I like
one
digestives.
One of my favorite running snacks are those. It's essentially a Stroop waffle.
Yeah.
But it's like a honey stinger.
Honey stinger.
Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Yeah. Those are good. I've eaten them too.
Sometimes though, tea for me is like a meal, a mini meal, you know, if I'm putting stuff in it.
Tea?
Yeah. It can be like, I don't want a stuff with my hot chocolate.
Yeah, I'm like
that too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it's throwing marshmallows on the inside. But
the only tea can fill me up because of the milk I put in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a latte.
That's what I'm thinking of, I think.
I really also wish that I liked oat milk and tea more than I do.
Is it not great?
It's not as good as regular milk. And I
like it now. I've gotten really used to it.
Regular milk upsets my tummy, but it tastes so much better in tea.
Yes, London Fogs are the bomb.
Marguerite. I love London Fogs. All right, Discord discourse. Sam Gartley said, so a tree box is coming. Guess the other patrons will be pining for it.
Very good. Sam, very good.
Nice.
Mia and Katie K says, it feels a little too convenient that bringing Yaxley within the boundaries worked here when it didn't when Harry first showed up to Grimald Place in Order of the Phoenix. So I think the difference there is in Order of the Phoenix, they brought him to the like park in front of it. But Hermione was taking him to like the front stoop.
Like literally.
They were going like within the boundaries, like on the step.
Like stoop kid status.
Yes. I think that that is the difference.
He's afraid to leave a stoop.
MJ and Marguerite say that is how Dumble's bringing him into the secret, writing down the address. Whereas in this case, they are bringing Yaxley into the secret. Literally, I think. Oh, I guess I could have kept reading here. There were also additional protections that broke upon Dumble's death that haven't been replaced. Mia, Snape could have brought all the Death Eaters in the minute Dumble was dead. I'm just saying it's all very inconsistent. But Snape isn't bad. He wouldn't do that.
But Snape isn't this... Oh, I guess they're all secret keepers, aren't they?
Yeah, he is. That's a secret that he is keeping, though. You know, that's that he's but blocking that.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Mia just said, then Snape could have brought all the Death Eaters in the minute Dumble was dead. I'm just saying it's all very inconsistent.
Snape is probably lying to them saying that he is not the secret keeper. They don't know that Dumbledore is the secret keeper.
Yeah, I think they don't know who the secret keeper
so
is.
So he could just be like, I'm not the secret keeper. And right. He's so good at
right.
Occlumency and basically. Legilimens and XYZ that nobody knows whether or not he's lying, but people don't trust him anyways. I mean, that's said at the beginning of Half-Blood. So like everybody's probably like taking it with a grain of salt. They either believe him or they don't.
Slapquack then says, in summation, secret keeping is so weird. LOL.
It is weird.
I think that there's a lot of intricacies with it.
I think it could have been blown when he actually gained access, but even if he is bringing people in, it doesn't necessarily mean that like they know that Dumbledore was a secret keeper and now everybody else is, you know? Are you talking about like the jinxes? Because I don't think that reveals like who secret keeper is. It's just Moody putting jinxes up for...
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess he does say Severus Snape.
But Snape's never going to tell anybody that he's a secret keeper.
Or maybe it's just like Severus Snape because everybody Harry's like, oh, Snape killed Dumbledore.
Right.
So they're like, oh, if he comes back here, we're going to mess him up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure the author exactly thought all of secret keeping through.
Harry says, nope, that's Katie's notes. Michigan what? McKenna, I have said I would only go camping in a Tommy Bahama themed Airstream, but I will now extend it to either the Airstream or a wizarding tent.
I would stay in a wizarding tent.
I would stay in a wizarding tent.
What's a who? A Tommy what?
Tommy Bahama themed Airstream.
Very specific.
I love it though.
Tom, what?
Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama.
Oh, is that a brand?
Yeah.
Who's Tommy?
Tiffany.
I thought we were talking about Voldemort. I don't know.
Tommy Bahama. That's when he goes on the lake vacation.
I need Voldemort in a Tommy Bahama bundle. Yes, draw it for me.
Yes.
Fan story.
That was close to a jinx.
Erica. August of 2023.
Hi, Erica.
Hello, my name is Erica, and I just recently started listening to your podcast. I found you on Spotify after finishing a similar podcast and started binge listening from the beginning. You all have just started Chamber. My favorite quote from Harry Potter has always been, "Don't let the muggles get you down," so it's fun to hear it every episode. Mm. My first basic introduction to the wizarding world was working at the movie theater when Sorcerer's Stone came out.
Oh, man.
I remember the crazy hype, but that was about it. I was in high school, and let's just say Harry Potter was not super popular with my friends at the time. I didn't even see the first movie in theaters. It wasn't until Christmas break of my freshman year of college that I watched Sorcerer's Stone for the first time and was introduced to the magic. Since then, I've returned to Hogwarts multiple times. I've read the books, listened to Jim Dale, and of course, seen all the movies. Recently, I've gotten into theories and a bit of fan fiction. A couple of years ago, I got the joy of introducing Harry to my daughter. It was so much fun to relive the series with her and watch her discover everything. One of my favorite moments was planning a 9-year-old Harry Potter party for her. She was partway through the series and wanted to invite Fred and George to her birthday party because she thought that would be so much fun.
Oh
my
God.
My husband and I had to hold in the secret that Fred was no longer around.
Weep womp.
She's turning 11 in October, so we are expecting her letter any day now. I want to know how that went.
Yeah.
Also, October babies are the best. Unrelated to Harry Potter, but still kind of funny. After listening to 20 or so episodes of Swish and Flick, I am starting to talk like I live in Ohio.
Yeah, you are.
I've grown up in Colorado, where we really don't have much of an accent, but now all of a sudden, words with A's really stand out. I don't mind too much because it makes me think of you all every time I hear that hard "ah" sound.
Ew, bag.
I'll go grab my bag.
Get my bag.
Mischief managed, Erica.
Erica, thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
I want
Erica.
An update on your...
The letter.
Your letter.
That makes me really happy.
Me too.
Thank you for your story, Erica. And I love that you get to share this with your kid, like someone else I know in this room.
It's fun.
Who wants a joke?
Me.
Me.
Which one did I pick? Oh. Did you hear that Mr. Ollivander had a daughter? He named her Wanda.
That was good. If you'd like to follow your hosts on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok.
All right.
At the Petrus family. And Tiffany is on Instagram at tiffswish_flick. We got a bingo today. From our great Gryffindor. Roar, Gryffindor. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. The House Cup standings are...
Jeez, my son is probably sleeping.
As Alana said,
he's got a dog. I can hear you from all the way upstairs, ma'am. Ma'am.
Ravenclaw in first, Gryffindor in second, Hufflepuff in third, and Slytherin in fourth.
It's so close.
400 points away between first and second.
Closing it in.
Mm-hmm. Marguerite, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you. Congrats. I didn't even see that you got
bingo. Tasha, get totally that out of here. It. No. Sarkurig.
I
see no
bingo.
Eagles when up in this piece. Bingo?
Oh, I see it. It literally just happened. Not literally, but...
Not that long ago. Definitely towards the end of the episode.
What is this episode for?
Camping in trees.
Yeah. The good outdoors.
All right. I dig it.
The great outdoors.
You dig it.
That was groundbreaking.
It's not great. It's just good. I know the saying is the great outdoors, but there's bugs.
There are bugs.
It's just the good outdoors.
It's just the okay outdoors. It's all right. Mediocre. It's the mediocre outdoors. Tasha, I'm just playing. Get your Ravenclaw stuff out of here, though. All these people in blue letters. No, thank you. All right. It's for... For camping and conifers, that concludes week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
What are our trees called? Deciduous?
I think.
Is that when they change and the leaves fall off?
Die to their death.
I think they just like fake die.
for a little bit.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.